The plight of people forced from their homes has been reported all over the world as the crises grow. But one journalist in Montreal has decided to tell these stories by creating a platform for the refugees to tell the stories themselves. Mediafugees is the website, and it's just over a month old. Its co-founder is Camille Test, and I asked her why she felt it was important to create a space for refugees to tell their stories in their own words and pictures.
Well, as a journalist, I figured that it's very important to cover stories as a journalist, but nowadays, everybody has something to say about exile. So journalists, politicians, researchers. But sometimes I really feel that we don't listen to the voice of the people that actually experiment what is exile and the refugee issue. So how can we hope to improve the refugee issue if we don't give voice to people actually in the situation?
And how do you vet whether or not these stories are true, that the people are telling a real-life story?
Oh, that's actually a very interesting question. You know, as a refugee person, if you lie about your stories, it might be a bit complicated with the government, you know, afterward. So people that have no interest in lying. Then obviously I don't dig in their personal life, you know, so I am never sure 100%, but it's when you work with refugees, it's pretty obvious that they don't lie actually.
And what about your own background as a journalist, Camille? What is your personal job history like?
So I was a journalist in France first. I was working for TV. So I was actually in the documentary and TV reportage field. I've been to Lebanon as well. So this is the place I've been confronted the most to the refugee issue. And then I moved to Montreal in Quebec, and I've been working for a newspaper called L'Itinéraire here, which is a particular newspaper because we actually produce a lot of different content about a lot of different topics, but it's just felt by people in a precarious state of suffer.
Is there any kind of a comment section on this platform? In other words, are there people who react to these stories who read them?
Yeah, there is. There is a comment section. For now, as we have been launching the project on the April the 18th, we don't have much comments, you know, because it's a very recent project. But I also get a lot of emails from commentators and readers. Actually, we have pretty good reaction if you're asking about potential bad reaction.
That's what I was getting at, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised because, you know, when you launch such a project, you always think you're going to get, you know, a lot of comments from trolls or people, you know, not really in favor of the refugee issue. But to be honest, we didn't have that at all. And I believe that because our stories are pretty human, I mean, you can relate to the stories, definitely. You and I, we can relate to the stories. So maybe, I don't know, hopefully people probably went to the platform and maybe some of them thought, well, we're going to troll them, but they read one or two stories and then finally they didn't do it.
Can you share with us briefly a story that's appeared on Mediafugees that that has really moved you, that is a good example of someone who is telling their story and letting people know about it?
So there is this story about Mohammed. Mohammed is from Iraq. And he had to leave, to flee Iraq with his family. And it's really moving. It's just a normal man with a normal family. He has a pretty good job in Iraq. You know, he was working in IT, pretty wealthy. He was going to have kids. And then because of the war, everything collapsed. So he had to leave. Obviously, he did because he needed to protect his family. And hopefully he wanted to just keep having a life, you know. And he's telling about how tough it has been to go to Belgium, how bad he was treated by just everyone, how dangerous it was. He lost two kids, you know, in the journey. So it's a really moving story. We are really into, you know, displaying stories from all around the world because we believe the refugee issue is a global issue.
And what are your hopes for it?
We'd like to develop and use different media, so maybe a bit of radio, videos, why not drawing as well. We also would like a refugee person, you know, to become the head of Mediafugees, because we really believe if we do that, we're going to be very accurate. Finally, we hope to inspire people to, whatever their fight and the struggle is, to put the person, you know, that are actually facing this or that issue at the center of the conversations. Because it's not only about refugee, you know, every minority has to be part of the conversation about what they're experiencing.
Camille Test is a journalist and a co-founder of Media Fugees, and we'll have a link on our website to that site. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks to you.